Okay, here we go, guys. All right, full power. We're beginning the 10th chapter.
Wait.
Wait, oh, you were getting tea?
No, I was scraping. 2 minutes of scraping.
Scraping what?
10th chapter of Hilchos Maaser Sheni, Halacha Aleph. All right, the Rambam gives us a golden rule. Kol shehu chayev ba'orla, any type of fruit which would be chayev in orla for the first 3 years, yesh le lo revoy, the halachas of neta revoy would apply to that because the psukim follow each other, the mitzvah follows each other. It talks about the first 3 years of the fruit is orla, and the fourth year it takes Yerushalayim. So obviously, if the mitzvah applies in one scenario, applies the other. V'chol shepater mina orla, and if there's no obligation in orla, then ain't a chayv revoy, you're not chayv revoy. Now, this statement should not be misconstrued. It's not 100% true, because there's certain scenarios where it's just not possible, but it means a specific tree. Let's say this tree, apples. Apples have a chayv of orla, so it has a chayv not to revoy. Things that are not considered a tree for orla, the species or whatever, as we've explained, you know, it cannot be net to revoy. But it could be that some places are chayiv, he doesn't mean, because sometimes you have orla, which, for example, as we'll see, orla is conducted in chutz la'aretz. It is. While revoy is not noik chutz la'aretz. So you can't say, well, every place where it's orla, it's not. It's talking about the type of fruit. It's not talking about side points. We're going to see that orla applies outside of Eretz Yisrael, but neta revoy does not.
So how could we get any fruit from anywhere else? We don't know. We just assume
Jewish.
It's
Jews.
Owned by a Jew. So you assume that the clementines from Morocco are not owned by a Jew. The sun-kissed oranges
in Florida. The first 3 years.
Well, yeah, how do you know? You don't.
Again, usually these fruits do not grow in the first 3 years.
It's berries.
It's very rare.
Berries grow.
It's very rare.
Blueberries?
Okay, anyway, but I'm just saying that's, so just in terms of this halacha here, you know, it's referring to the species. If it applies to this species, then it will apply in the next halacha. But there's certain other issues where, it could be the halacha doesn't apply in this area, but it applies in another area, but it's not dependent on the fruit per se. Okay, how do we know this? Shenemar says, Shalosh shanim yil lachem arelim. First 3 years, the fruit is uncircumcised, as it were. You can't use it. And then right away goes in the Bishan Revis, in the fourth year, take it to Shalim. So they go hand in hand. Okay, now we're going to see some very interesting situations about where orla does and does not apply. A lot of it has to do with what your intention is when you plant the tree. Now,
we had that somewhere.
Yes, we've had that somewhere. Very good. We had it somewhere.
Right? Not somewhere, a lot of places.
Somewhere in this book we had it.
Just do a quick review.
I don't remember the context.
Okay, but here's an example where we have. Let's, for example, Hanotea ilan machol. You plant a fruit tree. However, vidaito, and here's the critical point, and your sole intention, a love, is she has siog lagine. It should be a fence around the garden. If we had it in somewhere with Truma,
if you want the lumber instead of the,
that's right. So he wants it just to be a wall. Ten trees run in a row, it creates a wall, a fence. That's your picket fence. Yeah. And that's all, and you don't want fruits at all. You couldn't care less about the fruits. Oh, or Shinata Lakaris, you're planting them for wood. You're going to use it as lumber. You're going to cut this tree in 15 years and get big pieces of lumber. But Lola Paris, but you're not interested in the fruits at all. They just fall to the ground. You have no interest in them at all. Now, but there are fruits. Would the law of Orla apply to the fruits notwithstanding? It apply to other Jews. Let's say you don't care, but another Jew wants to eat the orange.
Nope.
Hareza putter min ha Orla. It's excused from the Orla. Because it depends on what you're thinking. Because the Torah says, when you come into the land of Israel, you plant fruit trees. So the idea is, it's a fruit tree that you intended on being a fruit tree and not a wood tree. All right, now you get permutations of this. He starts it on day one, he plants it for a wall, and then he takes a look in year two and goes, wow, those are the most amazing Valencia orange I've seen in my life. Why would I only want it for a wall? I want that fruit. That's within those first 3 years. He says, you know, I think I want to eat them too. Or the reverse. Or Shantal Macha, first he plants them as fruit trees, but he says, in the third year, second year, wow, they're so thick, I could make a wall out of it. Forget about the fruits, I want the wall. Or Shantal Macha, v'chaz v'chaz l'vasyog. The rule is, kivin she'erbo, since you mixed in somewhere in the 3 years, either the beginning or the middle, machshev eschiv, a thought that would make you obligated, chayev, you've got to, it has a law of orla. Now, retroactively.
From when you planted it.
From when you planted it.
So when wouldn't orla apply? I don't understand.
If you say, I'm only building it as a fence and it always wanted to be a fence, you didn't want the fruits. There's no orla.
But you can't eat them anyway.
So you're not going to eat them. But
what difference does it make? It's not.
Joe Blow walks past your house and wants to eat some. I'm not the owner, and I'm walking around. Those are amazing oranges. You don't want them, I'm taking them. He could.
Before they're 3 years.
No, within the first years. There's no halakas of orla. Even the owner could eat it. Not that he changed his mind.
He just didn't change his mind if he's eating it.
He didn't change his mind. He just happened to find a floor. Oh, it's interesting. Whatever. I'm just saying, you can't change your mind.
Someone else for sure. The owner, if he eats,
okay.
He changes his mind.
But if he doesn't want to eat, but it's mostly a gift. It's no gift for other people. Now, how about one more scenario? Natal, let me finish this. He plants it 3 years only as a fence. And the 3 years pass, only wants as a fence.
Ah.
Okay, and fruits fell down. Other people were eating the fruits. He wasn't eating the fruits. Guess what? And in year four, he says, you know, I think I want the fruits now. Well, guess what? The orla time is over.
It's all over.
So, ein lo ravoi. There's no neta ravoi. Because what did we say? Whatever isn't in orla isn't in neta ravoi. So since it was 3 years with no laws of orla, it can't have the law of neta ravoi, right? But if he was thinking in the middle of the 3 years, where it now has orla, then it does have neta ravoi. Shekol she'en lo orla, whatever, doesn't have a status of orla. Ein lo ravoi, doesn't have ravoi even afterwards, because there was no chiyuv in those first 3 years. Now, it's got to be honest. You can't be a cheater here.
Yeah,
you know, if the guy's saying, well, I'm going to say this, but I don't mean that, Hashem knows you're a sinner.
If you waited 3 years anyways, you may as well just do it like we discussed yesterday, shorter. Right? You can do it legally and be sure.
Yeah. There's ways when you want to plant it, you're saying. Yeah, okay. But he didn't do that.
Yeah.
So that comes out like that. Okay, now we're going to show you how within the same tree, some of the fruits can have a law of orla and some not. How's that? Gimel. Not the alien. He plants a tree, and right when he plants it, this is what he has in mind. Let's say, for example, he's planting it for to be fence and fruit. And therefore he says, well, one side, I want the fence side to be on the inside. So whatever is, I'm going to trim it all the time. I'm going to chop. I don't want any fruits getting in there because I want to have a nice straight fence inside. Right? The other side, it could be fruits, and I'll go around the side and pick up fruits. So he wants one half to be a wall and one half to be fruit bearing. So not the Elon. He wants the inner side, or reverse, he's just reversing it. He wants the inside for fruits, and the outside for a wall. Or even, let's say, the bottom part of the tree, where even though the top comes from the bottom, to be lamach for fruit, but the top to be a wall, guess what? That part which he wants to be for food will have the laws of orla. The one he thought for a fence, ola eitzim to chop for wood, potter is not chayvin orla, within the same tree. It all depends on what the planter is thinking.
How do you make the line?
I don't know. But what's inside? What's facing into the house? What's facing in? I don't know. We'll work it out.
You don't know which branch, so you have to assume it's orla, I guess.
Field.
Whatever. I guess if it's a suffix, you'd have to assume it's orla. But let's say he's pruning every day, the inside part. He's pruning and pruning and pruning. Whatever. But there's got to be some fruit coming out, or the halacha wouldn't be nogeh. you know. Anyway, that's just permutations. Now, Vahatsalaf and good old caperberry bush, good old caper bush, chaya beorla haavionim, the berries are chayv in orla, bilvat only, avala kafrisim, but the leaves, mutaris, are permitted because they're not for eating. Okay, that's one set of halachas. Now, another set of halachas where we're going to get a whole different ideas. Now, there is obviously, what if something's hefker? Is it chayiv in orla and that? No, because somebody has to be planting it. But what if it's yours, but instead of making it hefker, you're just being a good Johnny Appleseed Samaritan, and you're saying, you know, I'm going to plant my tree, and I'll let, and it's mine. I'm not making it its own, it is mine, but I want everybody else to enjoy it.
That has to be yours. Because it's planted
I want food. Everyone else to it's in my backyard,
yes,
but I put a sign. It's my tree. Everybody can have what they want. That's not hefker. That's not hefker. He didn't say it's ownerless. I own it, but I want to have the pleasure of knowing that everybody can get from me. So hanotel arabim, a person who plants his tree that he wants, it's in his field, right? But his intention is that everyone else will eat it. Okay. So, besoch sadeu, in his field, very important, all right? Chayev ba'orla, you're chayev in orla. Shemar says, unetatem, and you will plant them, means afilu rabim, even for the masses. If you look carefully, it says, unetatem, and then it says the word lachem, which would seem to be extra. So we're saying lachem for you, which is a plural, even if you plant it for the plural. Afilu rabim, even if you plant it for many people to use, still chayev. However, b'medvarim, when do we say? Now, this is a machlokes in the Gemara. The Chachamim say, you're chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're putter. Now, it's a very interesting rule. We say that orla is chayiv and chutz la'aretz as well. However, there is a rule. If there's a machlokes of is orla or not, and we're paskin that it is in Eretz Yisrael, whenever it's a lenient opinion, in chutz la'aretz we go with the lenient opinion. That's just the rule. We go in chutz la'aretz lenient opinion. There's a chiyuv orla, still a chiyuv orla, but if there's a machlokes, we'll be lenient in chutz la'aretz. So therefore, b'medvarim, when do we say that if you make the plant the tree for the public masses, which is a machlokes in the Gemara, but we paskin lahachmir that you have to give orla? So that's only Eretz Yisrael. Is there laws of orla? Avol b'chutz la'aretz, putter, you're exempt. Because the rule is, anyone who's lenient in the laws of Orla in Eretz Yisrael, even though we don't paskin like them, we paskin like them in Chutz La'aretz.
What was the general reason that Orla is applicable here?
Because he owns it. And he plans.
No, but why not Nesra, like why Orla and not Nesravai?
I don't know. Probably have to look in the Psukim.
Well, wait.
Does it say no?
It doesn't say it's not Netzer Revai. It wouldn't apply if Orla applied to Netzer Revai.
No, says at the beginning. Netzer Revai is only in Eretz Yisrael.
We said Netzer Revai is not. We're not going to make you take it to Yerushalayim. When you live so far away.
You're going
to take fruits from Yerushalayim that you plant in America? Like,
this isn't it.
Oh, I said if
Netter Avoy is not high
in
Israel.
No, here.
That's what Mark
asked.
I don't know. I don't know how they're going in front of
Israel.
Even
for the sake of the people, they both apply
in Israel.
Yeah, in Israel it applies. But that's a machlokes. We paskin that it applies. So since it's a machlokas, we can all use the lenient opinion in chutz la'aretz.
So he can only say, come in the fifth year, come and get it. Right?
What?
This guy that planted the tree in Eretz Yisroel. He can't say, come and get it.
I understand. He said, I am planting this tree for public benefit.
Right.
Now let God determine what the halacha is. So okay, so the halacha will be, that the first 3 years, no one can eat it. That's fine. But I'm not planting it just for 3 years. This tree's going to last 50 years.
Or more.
I'm planting this tree with the hope that people will enjoy this tree.
For many years.
So, okay, if you tell me the laws of oral applying the first 3 years, so they can't benefit from the first 3 years. And if you're going to say the fourth year has to go to Yerushalayim, then everybody has to go to Yerushalayim. And in the fifth year, everyone can take it as they want. He's just planning it for everybody else. Let God decide when the other people can eat it. That's not his problem.
Did he say he owns a tree, but the produce is ownerless? But don't we have that thing?
Why would he want to own the
don't
tree?
Don't we have this thing where a guy marries a woman, she owns the orchard? Yeah. He does. He owns the product. He owns the produce, but not the tree.
He has the payers. Yeah. He has the payers. But
so can I say the same idea that the people can have?
It would be kind of weird. Why wouldn't
but
he?
But he owns the tree.
So why would he want to own the tree?
Kind of weird. The whole thing.
But why would he want to own the tree? I don't know.
Well, why does the wife get to own the tree, but the husband owns the
because
property?
Because those are halachas of the prophets. That's halacha of the prophets.
Okay, so we have an established halacha that you can.
That's by marriage, nichsei malug.
Nichsei malug.
You know, you can't make your own nichsei malug if you're not married. I hear what you're asking, but I just don't see the case. I don't see the case.
Good idea.
All right, hey. Now, bunch of cases now, and the answer all is going to be your chayv and orla. But it's about six cases. Just know the end is they're all chayv and orla.
We're all going to say
spoiler alert.
Okay. Hanoteya b'rishus harabim. If you plant in the public domain, but it's for you, let's say you got permission to plant there. Now, if you plant in the rishus harabim for the masses, you're not chayv. Orla, because that's not the way to plant. So, but if you're planting a shirabim and you want to keep it, obisfina are in a boat.
That's not a common place to plant
right?
things.
In a boat. And it's not, you know, connected to the ground, even though regarding, well, we'll see. But so, anyway.
So public park in Jerusalem, you could just help yourself.
Again, who owns it, Steve?
The city park.
The city owns it. What are you talking about?
The city is Jewish?
Steve asked a Shiloh. I told Steve to ask a Shiloh. He was a tzaddik. He wanted to take a branch off a tree in a park. He wanted to take a branch off. He said, Rabbi, is it okay? I said, I don't know. You'll have to call the city of Vaughan. Can I take one branch off of your holy trees? And they said, what? Absolutely forbidden statute. They could, you could get fined and thrown in jail. And
jail!
Everything.
You can't make a bracha.
You know, and I said the big problem is you can't make a bracha. You're a ganav. So it belongs to the city. It belongs to someone. Anyway, so if you make it in, if you plant it in a boat, even though it's not connected to the ground, or the ha'ola may alav, it grows by itself. Nobody planted it, but it grows by itself b'rishus ha'yochid in a private property. So then it belongs to the owner anyway. In other words, if it grows on its own, you didn't plant the tree, but it's just some seeds got there, and all of a sudden in your property, a whole tree's growing. All right? As opposed to if it grows by itself in b'rishus ha'rabim, then that's hefker. But this is not.
You
see
so
boat?
You could
take
boat.
B-O-A-T. So what the whole thing we talk about pots that don't have a
we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the next halacha. We're going to see it's different. This is different than other halachas.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to see in the next halacha that even though regarding seeds, zroim, we say it's not, but regarding a trees, it is. We're going to see that. Be patient for halacha ches.
What about the goy?
Okay, goy shenata, the goy plants a tree, bein li Yisrael, whether he plants it for a Jew to use, bein l'atzmo, whether for himself.
Uh-oh, the last one.
Right? As we'll see, once the Jews come into the land of Israel, as we'll see later on in a later halacha, v'hagazlan, or let's say a guy steals a tree.
Oh, no, or a branch.
And all those cases, and the owner gave up hold from the beginning it again.
Oh,
Shenata, any of these cases that are planted, chayovim ba'orla o'revoy, you're chayiv in orla, and you're chayiv in neta revoy.
Are we talking here anywhere?
No, in Eretz Yisrael.
I didn't
say. Doesn't say. Can't be in Eretz Yisrael, it's on a ship.
Okay, right? It does not have to be in Eretz Yisrael.
What?
It does not.
Kinneret is not.
It does not have to be in Eretz Yisrael.
Kinneret is.
We already said orla applies outside of Eretz
Yisrael. But neta revoy does not.
All right, fine.
So if this,
so
if
let's
this
say a boat on the Kinneret.
A few minutes ago, we said.
First of all, there's some area right on the shore of the Mediterranean. It's part of Eretz Yisrael. Remember, we learned in the
Rambam. So a few minutes ago, we said that it only if a Jew owns the orchard, then it applies. If a Jew, it's not owned by a Jew, but now we're saying if it's a non-Jew plants the tree, and it doesn't apply only in Eretz Yisrael. So a non-Jew plants a tree in Florida.
I think it
says it says a footnote that the Jew buys it from the non-Jew. The Jew buys, and afterwards a Jew.
Yeah, listen, a goy does not have to give orla.
Yeah,
the Jew buys it.
We buy the sun-kissed orange, and it's in a field. Let's assume it's owned by a non-Jew. That's the majority.
and the majority are not Orla.
So we're
they're not in the first
taking,
3 years.
We're taking that
most fruit trees are going to take more than 3 years to grow.
Way more.
The one they're going to want to send to you for you to have fresh squeezed Valencia oranges.
No.
It ain't coming in the first 3 years.
Probably the fifth or tenth year.
Berries.
I don't know. All these hormones, they probably inject them to trees.
I don't know.
They probably do it the first year.
Let's continue. All right. Now, Vav gives us the ones that are putter from Orla and Mice and Netta Ravoy, some of them. Ha'ola Me'olav, let's say something grows by itself, but Bimokum Trushim, in a forest area. Now, the commentary, where people, like, out in the forest. But let's say the guy owns, let's say he owns a little piece of property right on the side of Algonquin, you know, and some tree. Now, if it's in your backyard and it grows by itself, we said you're chayiv, right? Right? Now, if it grows, it's yours, then you're chayiv. Now, it's your, you have a little shtickle property in Algonquin, which you go maybe.
Well, it's simple. In the old days, you just go pick berries.
Whatever.
The side
anyway,
and go by the
so now it's growing in your place by itself. Yeah. Putter. It's not chayiv in Orla. Why?
What's trushim?
Trushim, forested area.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, putter. Because we're going to see in a minute, because you're not, it yields so little, you're not going to plan on ever getting any fruits from there. It's like in your backyard, you're going to take whatever's there.
Take care of it.
But for you, the cost involved in schlepping out there and dealing, it's not such good soil either. To get just a few fruits over there.
They have wild blueberries.
You know, it just ain't going to happen. So putter, you don't have it. It's, so it's not worth the effort. So it's like you're planting it not for food. So why do you have it? It looks nice. You know, whenever I go up to my cottage, it looks nice. It smells nice. But I'm not really trying to figure any kind of cash crop out of this. Usually you're planting foods, you know, because you're planning on selling it and eating it substantially. We already said if you plan on making a fence, you don't have to have it. So what are you planning it for? It looks nice. You know, I go to the cottage. I want to have some nice oranges over there. So yeah, it's like for beauty, for beauty. So therefore, putter. Afilu hanotea b'makom she'ena yishuv. Even if you're planting where there's no inhabitants at all, still, even if you plant, now he's saying, even if you planted it, not it grew by itself, even if you planted it, I want to have an orange tree, but I don't even care. I'm not going to care about the oranges. It's not worth it. It's so far to deal with it. The few times a year I go there, but when I go, I want it to look nice. For who shalo ye, yeah, here's the rule, shalo osa kidei tipel, that it doesn't yield enough to make it worth the upkeep. That's the point. In other words, if he has a lot and it's worthwhile, he'll turn a profit, well, then it'll be chayiv. But we're assuming it doesn't really yield much. It's not worth the work. And he just leaves it there. Shemitapa kidei tipol shemitapol perosav, that he'd be upkeeping the fruits until he brings it and everything. He doesn't make any money on it. That's when we say there's no orla, and therefore now it's interesting. Other people could eat it. Not again, probably not you, because if you're eating it, then you want to eat it, I guess, right? What if it gives you, it's worth it? What if it's worth it for you to work on it and you'll make money on it? Then chayv b'orla. Then you're chayv b'orla, because it's not just for beautification. It's definitely for you to eat it. Okay, Zion, interesting now. How about esrogim?
That's a mitzvah.
Is there a chiyuv of orla of esrogim where we generally do not eat esrogim? Generally, we do not eat esrog. You just do them for mitzvah. The esrog orchards in Eretz Yisrael, I don't think they plant them to eat them and make esrog juice.
It's not a cash crop.
It's just for one thing.
It's a real cash crop.
It's a cash crop for eating.
It's a cash business. Anyway, hanoitei al mitzvah. You're planting solely for the purpose of doing a mitzvah with it. Don't you know to esrog? Let's say you plant an esrog. Lulula, you plant a lulav. Ozias or an olive tree, la menorah, for the menorah, in the base hamikdash, that's the mitzvah. Chayav ba'orla, you're chayav, even though you're not eating or drinking anything, because you're still planting it as a fruit and not as wood. Even if you don't want to eat it, you do want it to be a fruit. It's not, you're not making it as a fence, you're not making it as to smell nice. You're making it because you want to benefit from the fruit, but not in an eating way, in another way. All right? Now, what if hikdash? What if you sanctified the tree? Take a sapling that you're going to plant in the ground. Before you planted it, you gave it to the base of Migdash, and then you planted it in the ground. Potter mina orla. You're potter from orla. Why? Because hektish is not chayv in orla. It right. says to the Jews, when you plant, you have a problem with orla. If it belongs to Hashem, so there's no orla.
A young bush you want to use for schach, same thing. Just like schach.
But
schach,
not, you can't use that for schach. Schach can't be fruits.
No. Just like,
schach
no,
can't
like the
be.
Lulav. No.
The lulav gives off dates.
Get a date.
But regular schach.
The lulav itself is not edible. Yeah, but I don't understand.
There's no.
But you want the lulav, right? What kind of schach do you have where you have fruits coming out of it? Tell me what schach we use where fruits come out of something.
What are you asking?
You're using
evergreen. I don't understand dates or orla? Are you saying the...
He said if you get over the lulav is chayav, why isn't the bush...
No, the lulav is just a yes.
So I guess if you were planting schach and in that thing grew fruits, then you'd be chayav too. Why not?
But if there's no fruit...
Why not? I don't want to understand your problem. I understand your question.
Branches, we said wood, branches, leaves don't count.
I understand. Lulav has a lulav has dates.
It's a date.
You're not
tree.
Eating the dates. It's like taking the branch leaves off an orange tree. You're not eating the leaves. They don't count.
It doesn't say lulav. It says you're doing it for the mitzvah of lulav and esrog.
Yeah, this
the
is
tree
just
oh. says lulav.
Hey, but then where are the fruits?
The esrog.
The lulav. Why is the lulav a problem?
It doesn't say it is. I agree with
you. Oh, what do you mean doesn't
I think it
say?
Says you're planting an
Taylor Mitzvah should not to Esra. Oh, you're saying Lilulav?
Lulav and Esra.
Oh, thank you. Lilulav for the Mitzvah of Lulav.
Now I understand.
Oh, okay. Thank you for correcting me. Oh, good. Good. So we didn't learn false pshat. Shkoyach. Good for you guys. Thank you. Okay. Now, what if not? What if you planted and was growing? Then you make it holy. Give it to God. Chayv orla. You're chayv in orla because hektish cannot remove the chi of orla that was there when it was planted. If the chi of orla is there first, it can't go off. If it was hektish first, then orla can't go on. Now we come to the pot, the halakha pot. Ches. Hanotea ba'otzit she'eno nakuv. You plant in a flower pot which does not have a hole.
It's not a holy pot.
Now, normal greeneries say that the difference is hole, yes, is connected to the ground. No hole, not connected. That's by greeneries, by zroim. But by trees, chayev ba'orla. It's chayev ba'orla. Afal pi she'eno ka'eris l'zroim. Even though it's not considered like planet Earth when it comes to seeds. Okay. Because they're not able to nourish if there's no hole. It's interesting, you plant seeds, zroim, if there's no hole, it doesn't nurture from the ground. That's just a botany fact. But look at this one, you have to check it out. Harehu ka'aretz linos, but when you plant a tree in a pot without a hole, it does nourish from the earth.
That's how's it
I don't know. That's what he says.
Trees' roots have more power.
Okay.
Nurture from the ground.
Even they're able to nurture, even with a. Yeah. Got to remember, Shelley, even with a hole, when you do seeds, it's not like the root goes into the ground.
No, but logically, there's a connection.
But even though there's nothing, you pick up the pot, it didn't connect to the ground. But we're saying a tree is so powerful, it goes like Superman, goes through plastic. Goes through a pot.
Clay. I don't know.
It's like Superman trees.
So a hydroponic tree is chayav for orla.
I guess a hydroponic tree would be because it could go through the ground, through the pot, while hydroponic grasses.
Hydroponic is not. There's no pot.
But if it's a tree,
I know
it's growing in something.
It's growing in water.
Okay, so it's not worse than a pot. It's not worse than a pot, is it?
No.
What if it's high off the ground?
That's it is.
It's still
it is. Hydroponic.
It still would. Okay. All right. Let's stop it here. You did good today. Shkoyach.